This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. India and Germany have expressed their deepest concern over the war raging in Ukraine, including its terrible and tragic humanitarian consequences. In the joint statement following the 7th India-Germany intergovernmental consultations in New Delhi yesterday, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz reiterated the need for a comprehensive, just and lasting peace in line with international law. They emphasized the use or threat of use of nuclear weapons in the conflict is unacceptable. They stressed the significance of adhering to international law as enshrined in the UN Charter. The two leaders also strongly condemned terrorism and violent extremism in all forms. India and Germany stressed the importance of the Indo-Pacific for prosperity and security, as well as for addressing global challenges. President Draupadi Murmu has said, artificial intelligence, AI, has become a priority area for the entire world and asserted the emerging technology will open up vast opportunities for youth in various sectors. Speaking at the convocation ceremony of the National Institute of Technology, NIT Raipur, in Chhattisgarh yesterday, President Murmu said, developing low-cost solutions to local problems should be the priority of management, faculty and students of all higher education institutions. On the second and final day of her visit today, President Murmu will grace the convocations of Indian Institute of Technology, IIT Bhilai, and Pandit Deen Dayal Upadhyay Memorial Health Services, rather Sciences, and Ayush University in Nava Raipur. Chief Justice of India, Dr. Justice D.Y. Chandrachoor, has called for greater participation of women in the workplace, including judiciary. In an exclusive interview with Akashvani News, he noted that greater female representation highlights the lived experiences of women, enriching decision-making with diverse perspectives. The Chief Justice highlighted that in the open recruitment examinations for the district judiciary across the country, over 50% of the recruits are women. In view of upcoming festivals, including Diwali and Chhath Puja, Northern Railway is operating 195 additional trips of special trains from today until the 7th of next month for the convenience of passengers. These trains will primarily depart for the eastern regions of the country from New Delhi and Anand Vihar Railway stations in the national capital. All special trains heading east from New Delhi Railway Station will operate from platform number 16. A total of 1,609 nomination forms have been received for the first phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand. The filing of nominations ended last evening for the first phase. 43 constituencies will go to polls in this phase on the 13th of November. Assembly election in Jharkhand is being held in two phases. Voting for the second phase will take place on the 20th of November. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. It will be the 115th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, AIR news website and news on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. ISRO Chairman Dr. S. Somnath will deliver the Sardar Patel Memorial Lecture 2024 at Akashvani's Rang Bhavan in New Delhi this afternoon. He will speak on Indian Space Odyssey in Search of New Frontiers. The lecture is organized by Prasar Bharati in memory of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel. In cricket, New Zealand, after scoring 255 runs in its second innings against India, set a target of 359 runs on day three of the second test match in Pune. Chasing the target at Maharashtra Cricket Association Stadium, India in second innings were at 34 for no loss when reports last came in. In the first innings, Kiwis hit 259 runs, while in response, India bowled out for 156 runs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.